The Drama of the Week is a download from the BBC.
Now that's a bit more like it. Right, where were we? Oh, yes. Feed the lads. I know I've got one here somewhere. Nails and screws, been looking for them. Not really what I'm looking for now, but looks like an inch and a half eights. Aye, inch and a half eight gauge, slotted head, that'll do. Always pays to store stuff, doesn't it? I think so. I used to have them all the right screws in their own separate whipped cream tubs, all lined up in rows, neatly labelled. But they get used up, people borrow them, you see. I'll have to go over to Frank Taylor's on Tibb Street. He runs a lovely little hardware shop. Does Frank sell you as many or as few screws as you need, all twisted up in little paper bags like sweets? It's a grand shop, that. Smells of oil and stuff. Stuff of purpose. Things to be used to make things. Ah, here we are. I knew I had another tub somewhere. They don't go off, you see, fish flakes, providing you keep them in a cool cupboard away from the light. You can't get much further away from the light in that cupboard. That said, it's not the coolest of places, this place, is it? Problem of being underground, you see. It's not so bad now in our winter of discontent, provided there's not a power cut, that is, but not when we're in the middle of summer and I'm listening to Wimbledon on the wireless, watching condensation running down the walls. Good morning, fish. Here we are, the finest fish flakes known to man. But are they the finest fish flakes known to fish? What do you think, lad? Oh, hello, what's happened to you? A rough night, or was it just your time? Oh, dear, poor old lad. Hang on a moment, I'll just get me net. Here we are. Yeah. Oh, sorry, fella. Oh, dear. Looks like you've gone gentle into that good night, eh? One of your teammates has had a little nip out of your fin there and all. Poor lad. I hope you've had a good innings. I know it might not have been the greatest of lives, cooped up here in a small tank under a train station. Not what your ancestors dreamt for you, I'm sure. They were probably all swimming down the Amazon thinking they and their offspring would be there forever. When I say ancestors, of course, I mean your distant ones, very distant ones. I know you were bred in captivity, like the countless neon tetras before you. Oh, your colour's fading, mate. Poor old lad. Here you are. A little brill cream tub of your very own. I know it might seem a bit grand, like a Victorian mausoleum or something, but it's so as I can carry you home when I've locked up, and it means that when I put you in the ground, next door's cat won't be able to get at you. Hello, hello.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, sir. How the devil are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good, good. Come in, don't be shy. Here, let me turn this off. Oh, sorry. Thank you for knocking and coming in, not standing on ceremony and that.
I have these for you.
A pile of clothes? They weren't in a suitcase, a bag or anything?
No, they're just like that, sir.
Oh, a bit of Tommy Cooper, eh? Just like that. I saw him once in town, news fella, hands like shovels.
Tommy who?
Fez, bad magician, big laugh. You've no idea who he is?
Sorry.
I feel sorry for you, son, I do. I'll have a look through at Radio Times, see if he's on this week.
I'm afraid I really haven't got time to hang around.
Oh, right, busy lives and all that, yeah?
Yes.
Righty-ho, a pile of clothes. Strange, a pile of clothes. Although, that said, you would not believe some of the things we get handed in. Yesterday, somebody brought in an artificial leg. A leg? Who'd lose a leg?
If you'll excuse me.
Oh, you're off, are you? You have to leg it. OK, right you are. Leave them with me and I'll see if anyone comes in for them. Hey, wait up, son. Hang on, I need to take your details.
Details?
Yes, if nobody claims the items in the next 6 weeks, you can keep them.
It's OK.
In which case, could you sign this waiver?
A waiver?
Sorry, son, I can see you're in a rush, but we can't be too careful, can we? Just scroll your autograph along there, and we'll be done.
OK.
Thank you, Aunt. Right you are. Cheerio, Aunt.
Cheerio.
Right, let's have a look-see. Make notes. You must always log lost or found items carefully. Rightio. Gents pullover, navy, wool mix. Let's see. Oh, no. Cashmere. Expensive. Someone with a bit of money, no doubt. Name tag as well. Can't make it out, though. Name's faded in the washer. It's me glasses. 4 gent shirts, all good quality by the looks of it, all nicely pressed. I'd guess they've just been picked up from a laundry, but who'd collect a pile of clothes from a laundry and lose them at the train station? A pile of clothes and all. Not a bag of clothes. Bit of a mystery, is this? Not quite up there with the mystery of the missing leg. That was a long runner, that one. Oh, hello?
Hiya.
Good day. Please step in. Just a tick while I write... this up. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, good. Now then, what can I do you for? Item lost or item found?
Sorry?
Have you found something?
Found something?
Yes, this is a lost property office, or a found property office, if you're the optimistic type.
Well, I haven't got anything with me, so no, I haven't found anything.
Well, if you haven't found anything, I'll guess you've lost something.
I must have.
But you don't know. You don't know what you've lost. Any idea? The colour, the size, the shape?
No, it's not a thing like that. I haven't lost anything like that.
Then what have you lost?
I don't know.
What's your name, love? Do you remember?
Oh, well,
Okay. You don't know your name or anything other than I've told you. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not much of a doctor, but I'd guess you've had a bump on the head or something. I think you've got amnesia. You've lost your mind. Don't worry, love. You're in the perfect place. A lost and found office. You've lost something, and I can help you find it. Don't worry, we'll soon get this sorted out.
Will we?
Yes, of course. Come on now. Hey, it's all right. It's going to be all right. Do you want a drink? A cup of tea?
No, thank you.
How about a mint? Do you like mint? I mean, can you remember if you like mint?
I do remember, yes.
And?
And yes, I like mints.
Good, good. Here you are.
Thank you.
I think someone found them on the Blackpool train, and as they've been here over 6 weeks, they're mine to dispose of. Perk of the job, you know.
Have you worked here long?
A fair time, kid. Let me see now. 15 years ago. The year I met my wife, Dorry.
15 years ago?
Yes. I always joke. I found her here, and she always says she wasn't lost. She worked upstairs in the station as an information girl. She'd be behind this little desk reading out train details over the tannoy.
The next train to depart from Platform 2 is the London service.
Yes. That voice. It was a voice that I fell in love with first.
That's Platform 2 for the London service.
Morning, sir. Can I help you? Cat got your tongue or what? Do you need train information? If you don't, could you clear out the way?
Yeah.
Yeah, your shift, or yeah, you want information?
Yes, I want information.
No, oh, well, then you're in the right place.
Ah.
Where are you journeying to, sir? Sir?
Birmingham.
Platform 4. Departs in 20 minutes.
All right, thank you.
And that was 15 years ago?
Yes, 1964.
1964. So this is 1979?
May the 8th, yeah. Has that come as a bit of a shock?
Yeah, not at all. I'm just trying to make... No, you were saying, you and Dorry...
Come on now, we're not here to talk about me. We're supposed to be concentrating on you, aren't we? Finding out who you are is our priority here, not idle chat. I'll just jot down some details. Do you know how old you are? You can't remember. Right, well, I'd say you were well into your 40s.
Well into... I'm 44.
Really?
Yes.
You're remembering things, then. We're getting somewhere. I'll just make a note of it in my ledger. Do you think I should put you under found or should I file you under lost? What do you think? Lost or found?
I'm lost.
But you're here.
Yes.
So you must be found. I'll put you under found items. Found. One woman, age 44, likes mints, wearing blue top, short skirt.
It's not that short.
It doesn't cover your knees. Won't keep you warm, that, will it? Right, how would you describe your hair colour? Mousy?
Nobody likes the hair colour to be described as mousy.
Light brown?
That'll do.
Weight?
None of your business.
Touchy.
Too blimmin' right I'm touchy.
I won't put weight.
I know you won't.
I'd better put build, though.
Build?
Average build.
Average build? What's that supposed to mean?
Well, nothing. Don't mean anything at all. I'm just trying to build a profile of you.
To write in your ledger?
Yes, and then to give to the police.
You'll call the police?
I think I'd best do, provided you're not on the run. No, you're not on the run, are you?
I've not done anything wrong, no.
As far as you know?
As far as I know.
Then I should let the police know. Missing things, my business. Missing people, police business. Especially these days. I'm sure you've got someone worried sick about you.
I doubt it.
Good-looking lady like you, you're bound to have a loved one. You haven't got a ring on your finger, though.
No.
So you're not married. Although, hang on, let's have a look at that. Looks like you wore a ring once. Let's see the mark on your finger there.
Yeah.
You must have been married. Not ringing any bells.
You're married, right? So tell me how you made the information girl your wife.
How I made the information girl into our Dory?
Dory? Yeah, my name's Dorothy, not Dory.
Sorry, I didn't know. I just heard that fella call you Dory.
Well, he's my boss. And a cheeky so-and-so at that. No, my name's Dorothy. Got it?
Got it.
Good. Right, now go on. What can I do for you?
Train information.
Yeah, I guess that. No, where to this time?
Cardiff.
You get around quite a bit, don't you? Every morning you sidle up here to ask me about a different train.
Yes, I suppose I do.
And the funny thing is, every day I tell you which platform to go to, and every day I see you leave my desk and head off in the same direction.
Do I?
That-a-way. Every day without fail, that-a-way. And it don't matter if it's platform one or platform six, you always head that-a-way. Yeah, some people, and I'm not saying me, you understand, I'm saying some people, other people, yes?
Yes.
Might think that you don't really want any train information and that you come to see me every morning for, a little chat.
No.
Tommy, watch the information desk, will you?
Yeah, okay.
But what are you doing?
Making sure you get a ticket. Come on.
Righto.
I'm guessing you'll be wanting a return ticket with you leaving here for somewhere else tomorrow morning.
Yes, I'd better get a return. I can manage from here, thank you.
Oh, no. No, I wouldn't dream of leaving you, not without ensuring you buy the correct ticket. It's pricey, you know, a return to Cardiff.
Pricey?
Very.
Oh, well, needs must.
How long are you going to keep this up for?
What do you mean?
Are you really going to go through with it? Buy a ticket and walk to the train with me, where I'll have a word with the conductor, get him to keep an eye on you, make sure you go all the way to Cardiff, Are you going to keep this up all the way to Cardiff?
No.
Pardon?
No.
You're not really going to Cardiff, are you?
No.
I knew it!
Yes, well done, Miss Marple.
I thought you were a travelling salesman or something, but then I thought, no, you never have anything with you. No bag, no case, just a sandwich in brown paper. Nothing. He has nought to sell.
Other than a sandwich.
What's on it?
Cheese and pickle.
Oh, my favourite.
Would you like it?
Oh, no, not yours. Thank you all the same. So why are you here? Why come here every morning?
I work here, downstairs in the Lost and Found office.
Oh, that's you, is it?
It is, yes.
I've never been down there.
What, you've never lost anything?
No.
Well, pop in and I'll find you a cup of tea.
I bet you say that to all the girls.
No, I do not. I've never said it before.
I was joking.
Oh.
So, go on. What brings you to my information desk every morning if you don't actually need any information?
I just wanted to talk to you. I wanted to get to know you.
Me? Why?
I think you're magic.
You don't know me.
I'd like to. I heard your voice, and the world stopped spinning.
My voice?
Can I take you out?
Take me out?
Please. To the pictures or something.
Do you dance?
Dance?
I like dancing. Do you?
Foxtrot and that.
No, modern dancing, you know, the twist. Can you dance?
I can do a bit.
Right. Meet me at the front of Kendall Milnes at 7 o'clock. Now go on. Go and get lost.
And that was that.
You went dancing?
Yes, we did. After I blew my wages on a load of records and practised in this office till everything hurt. Yes.
And you met up?
We did. I was there half an hour early, all sweaty-palmed I was. Dory was 10 minutes late. Women's prerogative, I said.
Women's prerogative, my eye. My boss broke down, is all.
She was very no-nonsense, Dory, right from the start.
Sounds it.
I leant in to kiss her on the cheek.
Behave yourself!
Sorry, I was...
I know what you're doing. You can get it out of your head right now. No, look, I'll link your arm, and that's your lot, all right?
Yeah.
And if you play your cards right, I'll let you give me a peck on the cheek at the end of the night.
And she let you?
She did, not that I had to wait till the end of the night. She kissed me.
No!
Yes. We're in this beautiful old dance hall. Everyone twisting and shouting along the sprung dance floor. It's all gone now. I think it burnt down and knocked down. Either way, they built a car park over it. But back then, when it was up and running, me and Dory danced under a huge mirror ball, spinning in the centre of the room, sending spots of light all over us. She looked up at me with wet eyes. Did I step on your toes again? I'm sorry, I'm a big...
I'm tearing with happiness, you daft ape, but...
You're happy?
Very much so.
And she stretched up on tippy-toes and kissed me. The mirror ball spun, the music played, and I haven't stopped dancing since.
That's beautiful.
She's given me 2 beautiful kids and all.
Kids?
12 and 9. Daft names, I know. No, I'm joking. Paul and Zoe. Pair of smashers they are. Ooh, you should see Paul. Right strapping young man, even now. He'll change the world, that one, I tell you.
And Zoe?
She's a funny one, is our Zoe. A deep thinker, serious-minded. Always got her nose in a book. She hasn't got a right lot of time for playing. Don't get me wrong, it's not like I don't try or anything. It's just something always happens with Zoe. Something always goes wrong. Like, last week... I took her to the park, dragged her to the park, more like, and she was on the swings. I was pushing her, and I must have pushed her too hard, and she fell off. She ended up in hospital with a broken arm and stitches in her knee.
Could have gone better.
Could have gone a lot better. Anyway, enough about me. Let's crack on with you, eh? We need to get you home, don't we? Have you had a look through your purse? See if you've got... A photograph?
I haven't got a purse. Well, not on me.
No bag, no purse. That's a funny do. What about your pockets? Let's have a look. Anything in there?
Well, a bit of money.
Looks foreign to me.
Yeah, it's useless, that, isn't it? A couple of scraps of papers, nothing much. Certainly nothing to go on. No photos of loved ones.
Right, looks like we're going to have to work a bit harder, yeah? Do you have any identifying marks? The more detail we have, the greater the chance of you being found. Light brown hair, average build, likes mints, isn't going to get us very far, is it?
So, identifying marks, like moles and scars and that?
Yeah, yes, my Zoe, she's got a scar on her knee from me pushing her too hard on the swing. Have you got anything?
No.
How about tattoos?
I always wanted one, but... My dad would have killed me. He said tattoos were for sailors.
You remember your dad, then?
Yes, a bit.
What do you remember about him?
Oh, so much. His face, his kind, warm, open face, with sparkling eyes. His arms thick and solid. The sweetness of his breath. His stubbly kiss on my cheek at bedtime.
Is he still knocking about?
He's not pegged it yet.
Do you know where he lives?
Somewhere near. It's close. Very close, I think.
What's that?
A fire alarm.
The train station's on fire. If there's a fire, we have to get out.
We need to vacate the building.
Oh, hello again. This is Anne.
Can you make your way outside? We think it's a lady down the corridor who's been smoking in her room and that's tripped the smoke alarm.
Smoke alarm?
Could you please take your father outside?
Father? What do you mean? Hey, wait up. Aunt, what's he going on about? He said father.
I think he's confused. Still, I think we should do what he says. The alarm is going.
What about me fish? This isn't Piccadilly. What's going on? Where's the station? The trains?
It's okay. It's okay. Just pop yourself down here for a minute and I'll go and find out what's going on.
Good job it's not raining. All these old people out here, they'd catch the death. Look at that old dear there in a nightie. Him in his pyjamas. What's going on? A fire. There's a fire. People are trapped. They'll breathe in the smoke and someone's got to save them. Someone's got to do something.
It's confusing for all the residents, Zoe. But don't worry. We'll get everyone back in as soon as we can and see if we can get him a little more settled.
He is settled. He's on really good form.
He thinks he's running a lost property office again.
Well, that was his job and it was a happy place for him for the longest time.
Well, as long as he's happy, just keep going along with it. I've told you this before, but I do think you're doing great, Zoe. Contented dementia doesn't work for everyone. Some people keep pushing, keep trying to break through to the parent, but it only ever causes them distress. Just carry on doing what you are doing and... Oh, sounds like we can go back in. See what he wants to do. If he wants to come back inside or stay out with you. I'm happy as long as you're happy. Okay, everyone. You can make your way back inside now.
Dad? Where's he? It's gone, Aunt. He's gone.
He's not gone back in. I haven't moved from here. I'll call security and let the police know.
No, it's okay. I think I know where he might be.
Funny cars knocking about today. Must be a convention on or something. All right. Angry looking fella. Didn't do himself no favours going red in the face like that. Not my fault it took so long to cross, is it? Who's that? That old man. Is that me? Are you me? Am I you? Nice, I'm old. How did that happen? Oh, the bus. Must be a new one. Morning, driver.
You all right?
There's a fire.
Where?
In town.
In town, right. The fire service there.
I don't know till we get there. Let's go, come on.
Stop that bus! Taxi!
Where are we now?
Manchester.
Is it? This isn't the Manchester I know.
So much building going on. Redevelopment. Things change.
Unfortunately.
You don't like change?
I don't mind it when you do it yourself, but change that just happens, the change you can't do anything about, random actions, other people, no, I don't like that.
Things change and you've got to roll with them. Adapt, grow, helps make the world a better place.
I like the idea of being stuck in one place. A happy time. A happy place.
Groundhog Day.
Who?
Groundhog Day, you know, the film.
I've not seen it.
Oh, you should. It's about this guy, right, who lives every day over and over.
Oh, come on, bloody traffic. There's a fire.
Don't let it out of your sight, please, driver.
I don't think I'm going to lose it. The years I've dreamt of someone jumping in my cab and yelling, "Follow that car!" or whatever. First time in my life, and it's for that bus that crawls along at 20 miles an hour and stops at every stop.
Just don't lose sight of it.
Yeah, I'll do my best.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You take care of yourself now, fella.
And you. Bye.
Dad! Stan! Stan, wait!
Oh, it's you. Hello, lost girl. Would you like a mint?
No, thank you.
Do it yourself.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I think so, except for all these people everywhere, all in a rush. And
what?
Well, this isn't right. This is different.
Different?
Well, this isn't Piccadilly Gardens.
It is.
What's happened to the gardens? There were flowers and trees. Where's it all gone?
But it must have changed.
Yeah, but we're not here. We're not in the right place.
This is Piccadilly.
It's not. Sorry, but you don't know. You've lost your mind. I know Piccadilly, and this isn't it.
Mind the tram.
Tram? You mean a trolley bus? Well, they've not...
Dad! Are you all right?
I don't know. What's going on?
It's okay. Come here.
Everything's changed. Everything's a change.
It's okay.
It's not okay. I have to do something. I don't know how to do it. I don't know what's happening. Dad, you called me Dad.
Yeah.
I'm not your dad, sweetheart. I can't be your dad. I've got two kids already, you see. Paul and Zoe. Right, little smashers.
Maybe we should get you back on the bus, yeah? Get you back to your office.
Yes, but I have to do something first. Where is it? I can't make sense of my directions. My compass is on the blink. Where'd they put the train station?
It's this way.
I'm not listening to the woman who's lost her mind.
Trust me.
I don't. I don't know who you are. You don't know who you are, do you? Do you? Who are you? Who? Tell me.
I'm a nobody. That's it. I'm just a nobody. A ghost. A ghost. I've no mind, no memories, no good memories to share with anyone because there's no one here to remember them with. No one, nothing. What's the point of this? What's the bloody point? Without good memories, without being remembered, without you knowing I even exist, I'm just a ghost. You tell me who I am.
I don't know, sweetheart. But don't worry. We'll find out. But we've got to do this first.
Do what, Stan?
Got to get to Woolworths.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's a fire.
Oh, Stan.
There's a fire that needs to be put out.
There isn't a fire. There isn't.
We have to get there and save them. We have to save the people in there, don't you see?
We can't do that.
We have to. They're trapped. They can't breathe.
No, Stan.
Oh, come on. It must be this way.
Not okay to walk.
Of course I'm all right to walk.
Stop, please. You're no spring chicken anymore.
Give over. I'm only, what, 43? 43. I'm younger than you are.
Yeah.
I'm younger than you are? But no, this isn't right. This isn't right. My reflection before, I was an old man. I'm an old man.
It's okay.
I have to get to Woolworths. We have to put the fire out. Help me.
No, Stan.
No, I have to. Doris in there. See, Woolworth's on fire and Doris trapped inside. Went in to buy Zoe a present. Felt sorry for her. She'd broken her arm, you see. Cut her knee falling off the swings. I pushed her too hard. Yeah, poor Zoe. We have to save Dory. The smoke, she's trapped, breathing in the smoke.
Dad.
Someone has to call the fire brigade. There's a fire.
There isn't. Look at it, Stan. It's there. That's the Woolworth's building. It's the building, yes, it's the right building, but it's not there. Not anymore.
What's going on?
You're just a little bit confused, is all. You're just a bit mixed up inside your head.
Oh, help me. I don't know what's going on. What's going on?
There was a fire, but it's out now. The fire's out. It happened a long time ago, Stan. It's been and gone.
A long time ago? What about Dory? Where's Dory?
She's...
Is she back at the office? The lost and found office? She said she'd come to see me after she'd been out shopping. She said she'd show me what she'd bought Zoe. Is she there? Is she in the office?
I don't know. Should we go and have a look?
What, see if she's there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you feeling now?
Good that we're heading in the right direction. Feels good, feels right. Like when we got married, me and Dory. We went on a honeymoon to Blackpool. Heading out there on a train, it felt like we were heading in the right direction then. Moving forwards like this, the two of us, versus the world.
Exciting.
Oh, yeah. We were off on an adventure, starting life together. We dropped his bags off at a lovely B&B just off the Golden Mile. And then we...
danced?
Yeah.
In the Tower Ballroom?
We did, yeah. How did you know?
Oh, just a guess.
There were no Beatles or Rolling Stones playing there, not in Tower Ballroom. It was a smart man with tails playing the world. It's lost in time. Old couples twirled and twirled. Me and Dorry. We joined in. We'd never waltzed like that. We'd done the mashed potato and the twist, but never that. Dancing close like that, cheek to cheek, feeling the closeness of her. It made me think, and I said to her, I said... this feels like our first dance all over again.
I love you, Mr. Stan.
And I love you, our Dorry. I love you till the end of time.
And I love you beyond time, Mr. Stan. After we're dead and gone, there'll still be this. Still be an organ playing, light hitting a mirror ball, and a memory of us dancing in these walls, on this floor, with other people dancing on top of us memories, and falling in love, and getting married, and having babies.
Babies? Crumbs.
Yes, Mr. Stan, babies. And they're needed to keep the world turning. And as much as our ghosts will dance here beyond the end of time, there has to be something here. Something present. Somewhere for this love to go. It can't just end when we end, can it? We have to leave a mark. Leave some witnesses behind. People who feel the walls, and tread this dance floor, hear the music and remember me and you and all your daft jokes and stories. Remember us. This love's got to go somewhere. Our children.
If you put it like that, I suppose we'd best get a move on, eh?
Yeah, you're a little late on that.
Beg pardon?
Horse, stable door, bolted.
You mean...
I do.
Crumbs.
Are you all right? I mean, are you happy with that?
Happy? I'm over the blooming moon. We can't be dancing, you know, not now, not in your condition.
Give over, you daft apeth.
I mean it. We've got to look after that little fella.
Or girl.
Or girl. And that was that. We walked down prom. It was still light. The sea was beautiful. We got bags of chips and sat under a shelter. Second shelter along from Central Pier.
Where you carved yours and Dorry's initials on a bench.
I did. Surrounded by a heart.
Oi! What are you doing, you blooming vandal?
Making us mark for posterity.
If anyone catches you...
they won't. I wonder if they're still there.
Your initials?
Yes. Second shelter down from Central Pier.
They are.
Are they?
We don't need our names on a bench. We've got a baby on the way. That's going to make our mark on the world.
If this baby's a girl and grows up to be like you, we'll be all right.
And if it's a boy and grows up to be like you...
we'll be in trouble.
You said it.
Let's hope we have a girl, then. I'd love it to be a girl.
Would you?
Is that what you said?
Oh, aye. I always wanted a girl.
I didn't know that.
Hmm?
Nothing.
And then, after our Zoe, we had our Paul. I had the best of both worlds. We're all thrilled to bits when he came along. Mm. Paul, me, Dorry... and our Zoe. We were complete.
This is our stop. It's not too far to your office now.
Yeah, to wait for Dorry.
To wait for Dorry. Are you okay, Dad, Stan?
Yeah, you called me Dad a few times today. He must be on your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's he like, your Dad?
He's nice. He's a good man. He's a little, lost right now.
Lost?
Yeah, but when I was a kid, he was solid. We were the centre of each other's worlds.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I'd come home from school and clock watch till he came home, because I knew what time he'd close his shop, what time he'd be crossing the station, what time he'd push open our creaky gate. And I'd open the door for him and he'd pick me up in his huge arms and
hold me tight. He'd say he was a bear and he was going to squeeze me to death and put me on a butty. Said I was good enough to eat.
I knew that without Zoe. Go on, what else? What else do you remember?
Oh, so many things.
Like?
Like daft games. We'd play hide and seek, but in his version, when he found me, he'd pretended he hadn't. He'd pretend he couldn't see me and he'd carry on looking for me. And I'd go potty, I'd jumping up and down, waving my arms in front of his face, all the while he was pretending to look for me, and I was screaming till I was purple. I'm here, Dad, I'm here, I'm right in front of you. I'm right in front of you, Dad.
There's a bit of a chill in the air, isn't there?
We'll soon have you back where you belong.
Aye. Yeah. Does your dad do all of this with your brother too? All these daft games and that?
He did, yeah.
Do you not get on, you and your brother?
We're not really what you'd call close.
Why not?
He only really cares about himself. He's travelling the world in Australia at the moment. Has been for a few years.
Oh, sounds exciting.
No, it is. For him.
But not for you?
Well, I'm left to do everything. You know, I've got a life of my own. A failed marriage, angry kids, a house that's falling down. And he's living his life and leaving me to look after elderly relatives.
Things are coming back to you. You're remembering things.
Yeah. Hey, here we are, back where we began.
This isn't my office.
It is. They've done it up.
That'll be Mrs. Thatcher. Only been in power for a week. She's already changing things for the good. I said to Dorry we should vote for her.
You voted for Thatcher?
I did.
Can't you make some other revelation instead of that? You have another family, a secret love child. Look, you killed a man, anything but that.
Do you not like Mrs. T?
Have a bloody mint, will you?
Potty mouth. Here you go, lads. Finest fish flakes known to man.
Have you not fed them already today, Stan?
No, I don't think so. Would you like a cuppa? I can make a brew. Well, I could if I could find me kettle.
I'll leave you to it.
Thanks, Aunt. I've got to get off in a minute.
Same time next week?
I imagine so.
See you then.
Are the two of you courting?
Of course not.
Why not? He seems nice.
Well, he is, but...
But nothing. Get in there, girl. Good-looking lad like him. Single, desperate woman like you. Wrong side of your 40s.
Yeah, thanks.
Feeling sorry for yourself.
I'm not feeling sorry for myself.
Where's Dorry? I thought she was going to be here.
No, she's at home.
Is she? I was sure she was out shopping, just nipping to Woolworths to get our Zoe something. She fell off the swing, you see, at the park. I'd taken her to the park and... She fell. I pushed her too hard.
No.
She fell, and she fell out of love with me. I hurt her at the park when I made her go to the park. I was trying to reach her. She barely talks to me these days since Paul came along, so I dragged her to the park, and she was sobbing. I pushed her on the swings, and she was screaming for me to stop, but I didn't. I just carried on. I pushed her too hard, and she fell. She broke her arm and cut her knee. 5 stitches because of me trying to reach her but not listening to her.
My dad said I should get out. Said I always had my head in a book. It was quiet there, you know, in books, away from the noise of the baby. Books were my escape, my sanctuary. But this one day he dragged me out and shoved me on a swing and started to push me. I didn't want to be there, but he wouldn't listen. He pushed and I went higher and higher and I was sobbing all the time and I was swinging up to the sky and back again, knuckles white, clutching the chains, and I suddenly thought, what would happen if I let go? He wouldn't push me then. He'd listen to me. He'd look after me like he used to. He'd pick me up in his big arms and hold me close to him. The swing flew forward and pulled back, and at that split second, I made my mind up. The swing flew forwards, and as the sky rushed down to me, I let go. I just let go. I felt the chains leave my grip, and
As it pulled back, I flew up and away, and I was in the sky for what seemed like minutes. I was flying. I breathed in the air, kissed the clouds. I was free. But as soon as it came, it ended. And like a punch in the stomach, I sank, a sack of spuds, thudding against the concrete, and banged my arm and burst my knee open. I lay there, staring up at the sky, my eyes spinning as I tried to take it in. I knew I'd be getting attention for this. I knew I'd be looked after. And I felt happy. And Dad scooped me up in his arms and held me to his chest, his face touching mine. I breathed him in and I felt loved. But you didn't know what I'd done. I was the centre of your universe again, and it felt good. Then everything changed again. Change. We got back from the hospital and he held my brother. I looked after him, wrapped him up in cotton wool. Almost as though I'd been broken and he was determined not to let this one get hurt. I was left alone with my books, especially after Mum. And it was just him then, the two of them, father and son. I stayed in my room. My arm healed, everyone signed my cast, and it was taken off, and my arm was fixed. The stitches in my knee were taken out, and this is the scar. Here. 5 stitches. 1, 2, 3, 4.
5. I'm sorry.
Hold me, Dad. Please hold me. Hold me tight in your big arms.
Like a bear.
Yeah.
I could squeeze you to death and eat you on a butty.
Now tell her.
Tell her what?
Tell your daughter you love her.
I love you.
And I love you.
Would you like a mint? Someone left them on the Blackpool train. They're mine to dispose of now.
No, I need to be getting off home now. I'll come and see you again soon.
Yes, well, I'm always here, open from 8:30 to 5:30 for the reporting of lost items and the holding of found items.
Yeah. Goodbye now.
Goodbye, Zoe.
You know me.
Of course I do. My little snowy Zoe. Now, go on, get upstairs. Don't want to miss your train, do you? I'll be here next time you're passing through. Next time you're lost.
And you'll find me.
I will that, kid. I will.
Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain my stardust melody.
In Lost and Found, Stan was played by Tom Courtney and Zoe by Sally Carman. Dory was Kate Coogan and Eddie Capley the bus driver. Lost and Found was written by Ian Kershaw and produced in Salford by Gary Brown.
If you'd like to receive our newsletter with full details of the week's radio dramas, just search for BBC Radio Drama Newsletter.